This painting is meant to be disturbing, and it's a terrible situation in Spain at the time, just after the outbreak of the Spanish Civil War. It's called Autumnal Cannibalism because if you look very closely at the central figures, they seem to be consuming one another. If you look to the left, there's a sort of like a white breast or flesh which is oozing out of the figure into a bowl, being squeezed by a hand that is coming round the back of her. And then the right-hand figure's hand is holding a spoon which is literally scooping into the flesh. And if you look very closely, the thing I find most disturbing really is the gash in the face of the left-hand figure, and there are ants sort of moving in. It's like a sort of cut and the ants are coming in to eat the flesh. Look really closely at those ants. They are amazing. The black ants themselves are very black and shiny, and they have a little white dot on them, which makes the light beam off them. But they have shadows, and the shadows are actually slightly browner and fuzzier. And if you can see that, there's such detail. He's painted everything in such detail. And he does this by using pure oil paint initially. He puts dark opaque colours underneath, and then he builds up the highlights. So the lighter colours are on top, and he blends them all very seamlessly, one into another. And then he uses resinous paint on top, which makes it quite glossy. And then he even paints over the resin as well. So it's got a transparency and a depth to it that looks almost realistic. In the sky is this rather threatening cloud, which could be almost a sort of amorphous person. It looks as though it's sort of rushing towards the table to consume them as well. And I find it fascinating that he's used all our senses in this painting. He's a sense of smell, because you sort of feel you can smell the meat and the fruit and slightly decay. Sense of touch, with that sort of doughy flesh being so malleable. The sight, because the light is very harsh and it glints off the knife and creates very deep shadows.